Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Denise, and I noticed that there was a $39.95 charge to my credit card, and I don't know what it is, and I do not authorize it.
Okay, I can take a look at your account and tell you what the charge is for, ma'am. What's your zip code?
28078.
28078. What's the last name?
Morales, Morales.
Can you verify your address, Ms. Morales?
Okay, but what is this for? Yes.
We are a call center and I service over 400 different companies. Once I locate your account, then I'll tell you which company you have a charge with, Ms. Morales.
Okay, it's
Thank
13636 Morehouse Street.
And your email is denisem918@yahoo.com?
It is.
Thank you. Please hold for me and I'll pull that account and let you know which company is charging you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. So you completed a survey on October the 9th for the backpack and you paid $6.95 at that time?
I never received any merchandise.
You signed up for the sweepstake offer. That was an entry into the sweepstakes for the backpack. And
right.
Now when
so
you also submitted your order, I'm not sure if you read over your terms, but from what it sounds like is the terms were not read, where it explained to you by completing that survey, you're also enrolling into the monthly membership.
Okay.
Do you want me to cancel the account?
Yes, and I want my refund, yes.
Okay, now the company that you ordered through Ms. Morales have a no-refund policy. Again, the terms were provided to you. What I will do as a courtesy, because it looks like the terms were not read before you authorized the charge, I can go ahead and cancel your account, which will stop any monthly charges, and I can honor a 35% courtesy refund for you.
Okay, great. And how much will that be?
And I'm going to give you a confirmation number. Give me 1 second. I can get that for you. Okay, 35% refund will be $13.98 credited back to your card. Your confirmation number for the cancellation is C as in cancel.
681-063-077. Okay.
Okay, Ms. Morales, is there anything else that I can do for you, ma'am?
Is this on a recorded line?
This call has been recorded. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm disputing 100% of this charge. I want a full refund, and I will be calling my company. So
they will explain. Yeah. They will reach out to us. Mr. Miles will provide them a copy of the terms and conditions, so they'll explain to you that it was your responsibility to read over the terms before you submitted your order. Now, I can lock in an additional 15% courtesy for you.
This is a clickbait, and it's fraudulent, and
it's not fraudulent because you didn't read over your terms.
Okay, listen, don't fucking argue with me, okay?
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just explaining what
attitude.
You signed up for.
I'm telling you, I do not know what this was for. I was supposed to receive merchandise. I did not receive any merchandise.
It didn't tell you that you was going to receive it. It told you that it was going to your entry. I canceled your account, so there would be no further charges.
What does it matter to you?
It doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know what you signed up for. I can lock in a 50% VIP
you know
rate.
That this is fraudulent. This is clickbait.
Your bank
and
will
it's
explain to you otherwise,
Ms.
Morales.
Okay, well, fuck you, asshole.
Mm-hmm. Anything.